So the question is, do you or don't you confront a narcissist once you figure out that they are a narcissist? Obviously, you're going to want to. You're going to want to say, hey man, you're a narcissist. Hey lady, you're a narcissist. This is the issue. This is what you're dealing with. But should you do it? And what happens if you do? I mean, it makes sense, right? Think about it. You've learned the signs of narcissism and you've done the research necessary to figure out that you're dealing with someone who seems to be a toxic narcissist. And since you've taken the time to figure it out, you might think that if you could just tell them, maybe they'd realize the error of their ways and stop being so toxic. So here you are, and now all you can think about is telling this person exactly who they are, and you kind of feel a little worried about it. Will they really change? How will they react? Should you even tell them what you've learned? Will it help?
Let me ask you a question. If you confront this narcissist, what do you think is going to be the outcome? And what do you want to be the outcome? Ask yourself that question. What am I going to get out of this? What if I tell this person they're a narcissist? Is it going to benefit me in some way? The fact of the matter is, when we have these urges, it's normal. You hope that they will recognize themselves in the description. You send them articles. You let them know. You might even send them one of my videos. You hope that they're going to be remorseful. You hope that they're going to go, oh my gosh, that is exactly who I am, and I need to fix myself. But unfortunately, if that's the outcome that you want, you're going to be sadly disappointed.
What should you expect from the narcissist when they learn that you've figured them out? Narcissists have plenty of secrets. We all know they keep their cards close to the chest, and they certainly won't appreciate it or respond well when you call them out for what they are. When they know that you're on to them, they're going to step up their manipulation game, so to speak, and they will do whatever they can, literally almost anything within their power, to make sure that they keep control over you.
The narcissist has the emotional capacity of about a 12-year-old, if they're lucky. All right, sometimes we're talking about toddler capacity. They can't cope with anything that makes them seem less than perfect.
They never fail to hurt and disappoint you. Sadly, despite your sincerity and your genuine desire to make them happy, they can't even seem to muster up a little politeness for you, much less actual love.
And while some types of personality problems might actually see the light at some point, for example, we have the alcoholic. An alcoholic, every so often, will see the light. And a lot of times, alcoholics behave like narcissists while they're in active addiction. But once they go through recovery, they're in recovery, they stop drinking, they go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've acted this way, I'm so sorry. It's one of the steps they go through when they go through recovery, apologizing to people, making amends. But a narcissist can't do that. They can't look inside themselves and see the truth. They hate to be confronted with the truth of who they really are. It almost physically hurts them. It's not surprising when you consider that their entire existence is made up of fabrications, of lies to suit their self-image. They don't value the truth, no matter how much they act like they do. They don't have any desire to be set free by the truth, and they certainly will not pass up an opportunity to get angry at you.
But what do narcissists do when they know you have them figured out? Let's talk about it. Number one, they get angry. You might not be surprised to know that a narcissist who knows you figured them out will get angry. But we aren't talking about typical anger. We're talking about irrational, blind, unresolvable narcissistic rage.
This is what's going to happen. They're going to research narcissism. They're going to get super mad at you. They're going to start to use the information that they find against you. Every time you have a fight, they're going to be like, oh yeah, this must be because I'm a narcissist, right? Or even worse, they're going to flip it around on you and call you the narcissist.
They will verbally and emotionally go on the defense and make any level of communication nearly impossible. Number two, they play the victim. Just like any other situation where the narcissist doesn't get what they want, narcissistic injury is sure to follow narcissistic rage in this situation. Now, assuming you refuse to agree with the idea that you were wrong with your suggestion that they might be a narcissist even when they get angry, they might slip into the old poor me act. This means that they will act like you telling them they're a narcissist is actually just you being mean and calling them names. They might even accuse you of being abusive yourself. No, I'm not kidding. Number three, speaking of that, they do their research and they use it against you. Once you tell a narcissist that they're a narcissist, they're gonna wanna know exactly what you mean. So what are they gonna do? Well, they'll start Googling. That's when they're gonna find my articles, my videos, and the thousands of others that have popped up in the past couple of years. They're gonna learn all the lingo, and they're gonna decide that you are the narcissist. They'll tell you so, and they'll tell you that you're just accusing them of the dark truth of yourself. They'll project, and in some cases, despite all practical evidence, they'll even project their own other negative qualities onto you, and like I said, call you the narcissist. Then they twist everything around, and if they're really good at it, they'll leave you spinning, wondering if maybe they're right and you really are the narcissist in this situation. Number four, they will diagnose you. Speaking of diagnosable personality disorders, the narcissist's next step might be to actually diagnose you with some kind of psychological problem. It's a common occurrence when a narcissist is lying or manipulating a friend, a coworker, or a loved one. When they don't get their way, they often turn up the intensity by questioning your sanity. You might be called paranoid or stressed out or too emotional, too sensitive, even hormonal. And to turn up the pressure, they'll tell you that you need therapy and medicine and whatnot to get through it. They'll tell you you're bipolar, schizophrenic, or worse. And again, it's all about being in control. Number 5, they gaslight you. Remember that part I mentioned where they twist everything around and leave you spinning? Yeah, well, that might also be part of the gaslighting cycle. Now, gaslighting, it's kind of the narcissist's go-to manipulation. Used by most narcissists, it's a pervasive and highly effective tactic meant to manipulate you by psychological means into questioning your own sanity. In this case, they will say things to indicate that you don't know what you're talking about, or say that you're so small-minded you would believe anything you read anyway. Or they might tear down your sources or even tell you that you didn't experience what you actually did experience with them. Of course, their go-to insult tends to be an implication or direct statement that you're just flat out crazy. But don't fall for it. Number 6, they tell you what they're thinking. Narcissists often claim to know what you or other people around them are thinking, and if you deny that your mind is working that way, however they say it's working, they're going to call you a liar. They might make a face or a gesture to indicate it, or they might even accuse you of just lying to yourself. Because of course, as narcissists, they can't be wrong, and they certainly won't acknowledge that there's anything wrong with them on an intrinsic level. At least not anything they can't directly benefit from claiming. And when you tell them what they are, all they're going to hear is that your thinking must be flawed because there's nothing wrong with them as far as they can tell. Speaking of which, number 7, they claim to be normal. Narcissists are always acting like you're overreacting to their abuse, and in this case, it's no different. Rather than acknowledging there might be something that's a little bit off about their personality, much less that they actually have a diagnosable personality disorder, they will claim that their behavior is completely normal. And even though deep down you know for sure that it's not, you might doubt yourself thanks to their ability to state complete lies with absolute confidence. Hint, their behavior is far from normal. Normal behavior generally isn't diagnosable. Number 8, they bait and switch you. Narcissists love the old bait and switch, don't they? But let's break it down a little here. Baiting is what happens when a narcissist kind of pokes at you, intentionally trying to upset or anger you, or to somehow get an emotional rise from you, so to speak. They might use this manipulation tactic in order to start an argument. They'll do this by flinging crap, I mean insults, about your character, and by blatantly attacking you on sensitive or personal levels. So maybe they'll say that you're just like the parent who abused you growing up, for example. In any case, they'll dig deep and use the most painful insults they can think of. And this is where the switch comes in. After all, they do all of this for one single purpose, and that is to deflect, as in to throw the negative attention off of themselves and onto you. Number 9, they use your fears against you. You already know the narcissist has been breaking you down for all of these years. In fact, the narcissist has you convinced that they know so much about you by now that they might even know more about you than you know about yourself. But remember how it was during the idealization stage? At the beginning of your relationship, they might have listened to you really closely and you might have thought it was because you met your soulmate. But in reality, they did this in order to file away your vulnerabilities for later use, because now, if they haven't already, they're going to bring them back out and they'll do anything in their power to make you feel scared. They'll lie to you and tell you that you'll never find anyone else, or you'll end up all alone if you leave them. They're going to threaten to smear you by exposing your so-called flaws and bad habits to everyone in your life, and then they'll remind you that no one will love you anyway. They are playing on the most common fear that we all have, the fear of abandonment and of being alone with no one to help you. Again, don't fall for it. Number 10, they will just call you a bad person. As you're most likely painfully aware, narcissists have this way of refusing to validate you. In fact, they are experts at invalidation, and that is a big part of what makes their behavior so difficult to deal with for us. Even when they're not being accused of being a narcissist, they always want to tell you all about your imperfections, don't they? In thorough, excruciating, and if we're being honest, exaggerated detail. They will make up lies about who you are and what you think, and they'll expect you to go along with it and be offended if you don't. They'll straight up accuse you of being a bad person. As far as they can see it, you've accused them to something, so they might as well point out all the things that are wrong with you too. And since you've dared to question their perfection and dominance by suggesting that they might have a personality disorder, well, now you're going to be treated to new and additional insults to your integrity and to the very core of who you are. Nothing is off limits for a narcissist.
Is it worth it to tell a narcissist they're a narcissist? No, it's not. What if you're thinking, yeah, but my narcissist is different. I've seen them make changes in themselves before. This might actually work. Maybe. Maybe your narcissist is different than all the other narcissists, but everyone I know who has attempted, and I know a lot of people because of what I do who has attempted to try to confront a narcissist, has found him or herself in the same boat. And unfortunately, they learned that one of the most effective ways to waste their breath and their energy and their intellectual stress is simply trying to explain to a narcissist who they really are.
Are you kind of getting where I'm going with this? The fact is that a narcissist will never admit that there could ever be something wrong or that they're not perfect if they can avoid it. And this is especially true when there's no benefit to them admitting it.
You can't reason with a narcissist. Confronting a narcissist with the truth turns out to be more harmful than helpful in this case. If you expect them to hear you out on a gracious level, forget about it. And even if you confront them about the actual abuse and you don't use the word narcissist, they're not going to be sorry unless it suits them in the moment. They're only going to be sorry if they think they're going to get something out of it, and it will not be sincere. Most likely, they're going to get angry at you for bringing up the past, even if you're still standing there with a bloody nose from when they punched you in the face, proverbially or otherwise. You will not get remorse from a narcissist. They will be offended. It doesn't matter how gentle you are. It doesn't matter how diplomatic and carefully you say it. You cannot confront a narcissist and expect them to have any actual remorse, any actual move toward change. They will instead be offended that you challenged them or that you dared to call them out. How dare you see the narcissist for who they are? How dare you figure them out? How dare you discover the devious plans they may have had for you or discover the horrible truth about them?
So should you tell a narcissist that they're a narcissist? Well, you can try if you want to. I mean, try to tell them what they are now that you know what to expect. But before you do, I just want you to remember that it won't do you very much good. In fact, it might actually make your life harder. After all, narcissists are infamously incapable of true self-reflection. So they're only going to end up hurting you emotionally, psychologically, and in some unfortunate cases, even physically, if they know what you know. It just isn't worth the momentary satisfaction that comes with it. If you want my personal opinion, I'd say don't bother trying. It'll only set you back and leave you feeling confused, angry, and maybe a little crazy. So how do you deal with a narcissist then? Well, if you've ever been involved with a narcissist, you probably already know that it's difficult to even have a reasonable conversation with them on a regular basis. This is because, by nature, the narcissist is kind of wired to instigate drama, to manipulate you, and to generally do their very best to make it all about them. This can be both exhausting and frustrating for anyone trying to deal with them. We know for a fact that it hurts to love a narcissist. Remember this, even if they promise not to hurt you, they most definitely will. They absolutely do not have your best interest at heart, and many of them have no idea what that even means. Narcissists not only cannot love you back, but they leave you feeling battered, drained, and depressed. You'll feel anxious, you'll feel worthless, you'll feel like you're not even a real person in some cases. Obviously, the best thing you can do for yourself is to go no contact and break things off, or go low contact if you must remain connected due to sharing kids or business together. We all know that's not always possible, but that is the ideal solution. As you and I both know, life isn't always ideal, so you need to know exactly how to manage these people in the moment. Well, we all know that the narcissist has a big full toolbox of manipulative tactics. It's pretty shocking when you think about how many different ways they will try to get what they want, not to mention how low they will go. But there's one simple rule when it comes to effectively communicating with a narcissist. And it's so basic that you probably won't even believe me when I tell you what it is. But the rule is, don't engage the narcissist. What do I mean by this? Well, it's simple. Keep your emotion out of it. When the narcissist tries to manipulate and provoke you, which they inevitably will, you have to maintain an air of professional type detachment. Try to see them as almost a stranger and communicate with them on that level, like an annoying customer if you worked in customer service. This is what you might know as the gray rock rule, in which you deal with the narcissist if you have to, but you only give boring, monotonous responses. This deprives the narcissist of the narcissistic supply they get out of the emotional feedback you'd otherwise give them. By sticking to the gray rock rule, you can bet that your narcissist will lose interest very quickly. That's because it'll retrain their brain to consider you boring, and to put it as simply as possible, it'll mean that you're no longer an effective source of narcissistic supply. Now, if it helps, look at it like this. By not telling the narcissist that you know what they are, you won't be showing them all of your cards. And that, my friend, will give you an advantage over them, since you can then learn about their psychology and learn exactly how to deal with them effectively if you must. Of course, like I said, going no contact is always the ideal option when it comes to dealing with toxic narcissists, but gray rock is the next best thing. But my friend, you've got to take care of yourself, because the narcissist never will. Not in the way that you deserve. And what you deserve, in case you forgot, is to be loved in the same way that you love. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to live in a home where you don't feel fear and anxiety every time they're around or their tires hit the driveway. You deserve to have a life that you love. Please don't forget. You matter. If you're struggling with whether or not you're actually dealing with a narcissist, you're not sure, please take a look at this video. It's going to help you know exactly how to handle the situation if you do doubt yourself here. So, what do you think? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever told a narcissist what you think they are? Have you ever considered it? And if you did tell them, what happened? What advice would you offer your fellow survivors in this situation? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you here and here. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.